states, you know, consolidation of companies, we're merging. And when the merger takes place, there's too many chiefs. So they shook that tree and they had to get rid of a lot of people, which was unfortunate because the shakedown was of good people that understood the workings of that paper mill. And when you take individuals from, say, Lincoln Pulp and Paper that were brought down to be put in those positions, they were not well received by the employees. They weren't. But they had to try to make it work. I'll never forget the day that we were all bussed over to the Bangor Motor Inn, and there was a huge area that we all sat in. And Mr. Torres spoke, and a lot of his other managers spoke. And one thing they said to us, they were changing the product mix. Now, Eastern Fine Paper was known for fine writing paper. They were changing it to commodity grade. Now, every mill in the country would do commodity grade, and that was the beginning of the demise, the end right there. That was the beginning of the end. They should never have changed that mixture. Mr. Torres is a good businessman, and he listened to his board of directors. He listened to his advisors. I don't think he was advised properly. That's why it closed. And then they tried too late to go back to making a fine writing paper. And it was way too late, unfortunately. I do remember that, and everyone felt very sad. They knew that was the wrong thing to do, but they wouldn't listen to the employees. They wouldn't. That's right. It's a shame. The employees, especially the men that run those machines, they knew those machines. They were there for a long time.